Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, welcome back once again, everybody. It is Thursday, May 23rd, and you're listening to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm so thrilled to have you here, whether you're listening via Blueberry, whether you're listening via iTunes, or whether you're listening via my blog at timpeter.com/blog. It is so great to have you here, as always. And I'd like to use today's show to kind of build on what I was talking about last week. So I'm going to risk a little bit of redundancy, and I'm going to recap some of what we talked about last week just a little bit before going into where I think a lot of this is leading. So last week, I talked a fair bit about changes in search. You know, and what I was talking about is how search is really being redefined by things like Google's OK Google, which allows you to speak and interact with Google via voice. And what's really cool is they call it conversational search. In the videos that actually premiere this, that actually preview this, you can do things like talk to the search engine and say, who's the, okay, Google, who is the president of the United States? And it will tell you the president's name. It'll say it's Barack Obama. And you'll say, okay, how tall is he? And because it knows enough contextually about what you were just talking about, it actually goes ahead and answers the question. It says Barack Obama is 6'1" tall, which is extraordinary because we're starting to get into the realm of what used to be science fiction. And it's changing the game in terms of the realities of search and the realities of how you're going to market to your customers. And obviously, mobile plays a significant role in this, and I'll explain why in just a moment. But the reality is your customer's experience is changing dramatically. And I'll go into why in more detail. So the first reason is, obviously, when you have things like conversational search, when you have things like OK Google, it suddenly turns the computer into this resource that people can access at any time, anywhere. The one of the great opportunities, if you look at the old Mary Meeker report, you know, one of the greatest opportunities are the number of people who are in their car and can't interact with a computer today. That's an enormous amount of dead air, if you want to use that term, where people are simply disconnected. And this actually changes that because suddenly you can talk to your phone. Well, you can talk to search. And the reason I said the phone plays a huge role in this, your mobile plays a huge role in this, is because your phone, your mobile device, will be the actual tool you will use to do this. Now, I wrote a post earlier this week that explored some competitors that Google has in this space. I don't know if anybody saw Microsoft introduced its new Xbox One gaming console earlier this week. And yeah, gamers actually aren't so thrilled with it because apparently every other word in the presentation was TV, right? Microsoft really wants this to be your digital hub for your living room experience. But one of the coolest features was the fact when people demonstrated the speech interface to the Xbox. So you could say Xbox on, we'll see the system recognizing the user's voice and logging them into their gaming profile. And then using voice commands, the person using it could actually flip between the different apps and the dashboard and live television and never have to switch inputs. Xbox just knows what to do. And I'm reading now from the Huffington Post highlights where they said, in the demo showcased by Don Matrick, Microsoft's president of Interactive Entertainment Business, the speed at which the console was able to make these changes was met with audible gasps from the audience. Commands such as what's on HBO or watch CBS changed channels and brought up guides. I mean, think about what this does to the customer experience. Your customer now can do the sorts of things that used to be in the realm of science fiction very much in real time. And the third development that I want to talk about a little bit is, do you all remember Watson from IBM? If you watch Jeopardy, Watson is a supercomputer that IBM has developed, and they put it on Jeopardy a couple of years ago against Ken Jennings, the biggest winner in their history, or second biggest winner, I can't remember now, another guy might have won, and another guy who won a lot, but nobody cares because the only person anybody remembers is Ken Jennings. Sorry, other guy. I didn't even take the time to ask Google with my voice what your name is. So if you're really interested, I'm sure you can look it up. But the point is, Watson went on and answered these really, you know, fairly complex questions. If you think about the puns and the plays on words and things like that, that they do in your typical Jeopardy question and answer session. And Watson did a spectacular job of answering these questions. Since then, IBM has actually used Watson to help in cancer diagnoses. It's actually working in medical centers to accept customer input, or I should say patient input, to diagnose cancers and things like that. And as it moves further into the regular everyday life, they're now going to experiment with using it in call centers so that people don't have to call a call center rep. They can simply talk to Watson. And it's the talk to Watson part that's the really interesting bit from this perspective. They're talking about partnering with somebody like Siri or Nuance for voice recognition and using Watson's extremely capable skills and incredible abilities to respond in real time to people's voice. So now you've got voice interface with Watson, you've got voice interface with Microsoft, you've got voice interface with Google, you've got a mobile device that you're carrying in your pants, pocket, and you as a consumer are going to be able to simply talk to your phone and interact with your phone while you're doing other things. And again, this is something that I think is going to change the drive market in travel considerably. I wrote a post about that earlier in the week as part of our Travel Tuesday write-up. But I think it's a huge factor for people all over the world interacting in all kinds of ways where they won't have to type. Now, let's talk about how this changes your marketing. First of all, the long tail just got a lot longer. If you're familiar with the long tail, what it means is that, for those of you unfamiliar with the long tail, it means that if you think about it, most people don't search for hotel. They search for hotels in New York City for Memorial Day weekend, coincidentally, this weekend. They search for hotels near Atlanta Hartsfield Airport, right? There's longer search queries, longer lists of things that they're searching for. Now, when you have to type that on a smartphone, that's really hard. But if you can speak it, that's actually very simple. And so you can expect that these search queries will get longer, and the people competing for hotels in New York aren't going to get as much traffic as they used to because more people may be searching hotels in downtown New York this weekend. And the people who rank for those types of queries can do very well. So it opens up the niche dramatically. That's a good thing. The downside, of course, is it increases your need to make sure your website works well from a mobile perspective and that people can interact with it from a mobile perspective. And I think there are going to be a lot of companies that invest in voice capabilities and the like, whether they use a Watson-type capability or whether they partner with Google or whether they partner with Microsoft or whether they build things themselves. But I do think that that's something that will come down the road and creates tons of market opportunity for those people who really exploit it. But in the short term, I would say really focus on those long-tail keywords and look at how you can put them to work for your business, because that's where you're going to see the greatest benefit and the quickest returns. The other bit does get a little more science fiction-y. And I don't know if that's, you know, a year away, 2 years away, or 10 years away, but it's certainly coming. All right, just checking out the clock on the wall. Believe it or not, we are out of time already. So, as ever, I will have the show notes up, including links to all the different posts I just talked about, including a post that was up on Biznology earlier this week that talked about the future of search marketing because of these kinds of changes that I think is well worth checking out. And otherwise, if you're in the United States, I hope you have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. I hope you remember our troops and the people who are out there doing amazing things to protect us. If you are outside the U.S., I hope you have a lovely weekend all the same. And if you celebrate any holidays related to, you know, remembering the people who serve your country, I hope you do the same as well. In any case, I hope you have a spectacular weekend, everybody. I, as ever, really appreciate you tuning in and listening. The show notes will be up at timpeter.com/blog, as they are every week. And you can subscribe to Thinks Out Loud there. Just go ahead and click on the podcast link, which is down on the right-hand side. And you can subscribe via there. Or you can subscribe at iTunes at just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud. And of course, you can email me with any comments, questions, complaints, concerns, anything of the sort. I'd always love to hear from you. And you can do that at podcast@timpeter.com. So with that, I'm going to bid you a fond Thursday afternoon, and I hope you have a great rest of the week. And I'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud real soon. Bye, everybody.